Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon update for Thursday, June 27th. It has been a month and a day since Q last posted. Get you caught up. Only a couple of new posts, but, you know, there might be some people that are new to Q, so I'll do a little bit of, give a little background information to help people understand some things about Q's operation that may not be common knowledge. If you are doing your own Q decodes at home, and I do recommend you do that, you can find Q posts on a number of different websites. The posts from 8chan are aggregated and pulled to a number of different websites, including qmap.pub, qanon.pub. There are a lot of other websites. If you have an Android phone, you'd like to get Q updates. Currently, qmap has an update, and there's a Q alerts update as well. My theme for this broadcast is Future Comms on Ready. All right. So after more than a month of Q being gone, Q returned to the board. In the last, I would say, 3 months or so, most of Q's posting habits have been one or two or three posts only, and then Q will be gone for a week or two, and then come back, drop a couple of posts, and then we won't see or hear from Q for another week or two or 3 weeks. In this case, I said last time was about a month ago. All right, so we have three new posts today. And instead of posting on the research board, which is where the Anons can comment on Q's posts, these posts are all on the Patriots Fight Board. So the current post from Q just simply says, "Be ready." And everyone's wondering, okay, Q, what are we supposed to be ready for? Now, when Q posts, and like I said, these posts get pulled and aggregated on a number of different websites. If you go to a website that is not on 8chan that hosts Q posts, you'll see post numbers. Now, the actual post numbers on 8chan are at the top of the post after Q's trip code, all right, above the date usually. And on this latest, one of these latest posts, the number is 469. It's a three-digit number. Anytime there is a small three or four-digit number on a post like this, it is on Patriots Fight. If the post has seven digits, as in the case of this post over here, that is a post that is on the Q Research Board. That is the board where the Anons can respond to Q. So just give people a little bit of information. And if you click on those numbers, those are hyperlinked numbers, it'll take you to the 8chan board where that post was dropped, and you can check out the other posts there. And if it's on the research board, you can also check out comments from the Anons. But beware, it is 8chan, and you may see some things that you may not want to look at. So just a heads up. All right, so the two different boards, like I said, Q Research, 8chan8ch.net/Q Research/catalog. That'll take you to the Q Research board. Once you go there, you'll see a number of images. Click on an image to go to a thread. If you go to Patriots Fight, right now there's only one thread on Patriots Fight. It's 8ch.net/Patriots Fight/catalog. You can go there and check out the posts. I'll show you the ones that are on there. All the posts that are on Patriots Fight right now. All right. So, backstory. September 11th of last year, so almost 9 months ago, Q began deleting some of the posts that were on Patriots Fight. There had been a lot of posts on there at that time, hundreds of them. Q started deleting them, and one of the Anons asked, "Okay, Q, what purpose does it serve to delete PF Patriots Fight posts?" He responded with this: the posts on Patriots Fight at that time were of points of main points of interest only. Patriots Fight board will serve as the main hub of all communications once all other sites tracking collapse, and then 8chan only. What part of another wave of attacks coming? This was his post from the previous day. Yesterday wasn't understood. This is not a game, Q. All right. Those of you who've been following my Q broadcast, you know I've talked about this quite a lot in the past. I believe Q has warned us that at some point in the future, all discussions on social media of Q are going to be banned. And we will only be discussing Q on 8chan. Now, if that happens, apparently they have set up a way to host those discussions on Patriots Fight. How that is going to happen, I don't know. Will that happen? I don't know. But that is my take on what Q has said. All right, so that is something we need to think about just in the back of our mind. What would we do and how would we communicate about Q if we all had to go to Patriots Fight on 8chan to do these discussions? I don't know exactly what that would look like. But like I said, it is something to think about. Keep it in the back of your mind. All right. On November 11th, 2018, so this is a couple months later, Q began posting a series of placeholder posts. Now, these placeholder posts are essentially, I believe, they're topical posts that describe subjects Q is going to post about in the future. Right now, we're not having those discussions, but these posts are placeholders. They're holding the place for future discussions. One of those future discussions is going to be tracking indictments, civil. So indictments that have been unsealed and are being prosecuted in civil courts. Also, there is a placeholder for indictments tracking non-civil. That would be military. So military indictments and trials. There's a placeholder for Supreme Court SC rulings regarding challenges to civil and non-civil prosecution, Supreme Court rulings regarding USA versus defendant appeals, I'm guessing to these non-civil and civil prosecution of probably corrupt people. And then at the bottom we have a placeholder for branch terminations and a placeholder for leaks. I'm guessing the leaks has to do with leaks to the media from probably the White House, FBI, DOJ, places like that. All right. These are future discussions that we'll be having. More than likely once documents regarding Spygate are declassified, and also once the Inspector General report comes out. Get to that in just a second here. All right. Other placeholders, acts of treason and support articles. Then there's a placeholder for foreign acts, publication, I'm guessing. Five Eyes has a placeholder. There's also a placeholder for FISA. There is a placeholder on the bottom for D-Class General. And then Special C, I'm guessing, is Special Counsel placeholder. And then there's one last group here. OIG, so the DOJ Inspector General's report that's going to be coming out. Report and findings is one section. Then there will be, regarding this report, FBI, Department of Justice, media collusion, executive branch, and ABC, so FBI, CIA, intelligence communities, or agencies, and their collusion with the media. Foreign assist, I'm guessing that has to do with how Italy, Australia, UK, and maybe other countries helped with the Spygate operation to spy on President Trump. And then there's D1. I'm not sure what D1 is. Also, foreign insert says, I guess that's foreign insert of spies. OREC and info dissemination. OREC, I'm not sure. Dissemination of information, how it gets out to the mainstream media and then to the public. Another one for FISA abuse. Direct and indirect source and then DIS. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Umbrella spying and targeting, and then OTRC, off the record comms, maybe communications, I'm not sure. So these are just various aspects of the Inspector General report that will be coming out. Again, placeholder, just remind, it's kind of a reminder to people that these are things that we'll be discussing in the future. So question a lot of people are wondering is, Q warned us to be ready. What are we supposed to be ready for? All right, ready for D-Class, ready for the Inspector General report, ready for more censorship, ready for everyone to go to 8chan. I don't exactly know. But I will say this. We know that on social media, there is an increase in censorship of people who support the president. Recent scandal, it's been in on a lot of news sites about Project Veritas and their expose of Google and YouTube's bias, political bias regarding elections. Project Veritas uploaded a video to YouTube. That video was pulled. They also uploaded it to Vimeo, and Vimeo canceled their account. So these people like James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, there's been more censorship. And this is, I believe, an attempt to control the narrative. It was announced a couple days ago that Reddit has quarantined the Donald subreddit. It is the largest pro-Trump forum on Reddit. And unlike all those Q threads on Reddit that were banned last year, this wasn't banned, it's just been quarantined. There's a message there, it's a warning message if you try to go there, that suggests you may not want to read it because of accusations of that there's violence, endorsing violence and things of that nature. So more censorship of people who are supporting the president. Today, Twitter announced it is taking further steps to keep people from viewing the president's tweets. I ran across this article this morning. So Twitter is going to label, flag, and hide tweets by the president and other politicians who have blue check marks, and they, if they have accounts over 100,000 followers. If they tweet something that would normally constitute a violation of Twitter's terms of service, they're going to put a label over that tweet and essentially hide it from people who may not want to see it, who may be offended. And that way, they're not removing this account from Twitter. Normally, these accounts would be suspended or banned for that type of action. Twitter is going to leave them on the platform, but is going to cover their tweets, so you can't see them unless you click past the cover, right? So it is a form of tacit censorship, I think. All right, we're just seeing this moving in a certain direction. Why are they wanting to censor conservatives on social media? Because they messed up in 2016, and it cost them the White House. The 2020 election is coming, and they, the ones who are in control or were in control, they want to find a way to control the narrative and try to regain control of the White House. Interesting little tidbit here. When the Democrats had their convention in South Carolina, the only network that was allowed to cover the convention was MSNBC. And a lot of networks complained about that. They wanted to know why MSNBC was given an exclusive deal to cover the convention. But again, this goes along with controlling the narrative. I don't think they want any conservative news outlets covering these events. The exposure of corruption by declassification of Spygate documents, which is coming, the exposure of media bribes, collusion with the intelligence community, the exposure of leaks, the arrests that are coming, indictments of corrupt people, is going to cause more panic. And it's going to cause more censorship. Because as much as this information is going to come out, it is going to destroy the narrative that the mainstream media has been pushing for the last 2.5 years, that Trump is corrupt and his people are corrupt, and that Democrats in Congress are virtuous, nice, good people who are deserving of our votes. Well, the information that's going to be coming out through declassification is going to flip that script and is going to prove a lot of these people are corrupt. And of course, they're not going to want voters, average people, to know that. So I think we're going to see a lot more censorship. Once declassification happens, it is going to force massive news coverage. Q said that leaks, bribery, collusion, etc. regarding the media will force resignations and then criminal prosecution of those people. So the media is not going to want that news to get out. Social media sure isn't going to want that news to be disseminated publicly. So I think we're going to see a lot more censorship on social media. not just censorship of conservatives. I think we're going to see specifically censorship of Q decoders once more proofs start coming out after D-Class. Q said, this is back May 23rd, regarding the Carter Page's public FISA application. It's the only one that's been made public. There are other FISA applications that are still under classification. Those will be declassified. So George Papadopoulos, probably Paul Manafort, I'm guessing General Flynn probably had a FISA on him, and I'm guessing we're also going to get those declassified. And Q said, waterfall of proofs is coming post-declass. So when all this stuff is made public and all this corruption is exposed, and we're going to get a lot more proofs of Q's legitimacy, I think that is going to cause Q decoders a lot of trouble, because obviously they don't want the truth to come out. So there are several things we might want to be ready for. D-class is one of them. The exposure of corruption is another one. But I think we also need to anticipate greater censorship, unfortunately. Now, this is currently the latest post from Q for God and Country, Patriots Fight Q. All right, notice this is post number 471 on the Patriots Fight board. All right, there is another one I didn't show you. I'm going to show you that one here. So this post is number 470. It's the one before the previous one. Future comms in brackets. Pre-stage ELEY, I'm guessing that stands for election. Pre-stage SECY. Pre-stage DIRY. Pre-stage CAPY. On ready in brackets Q. Now, Q posted this afternoon, right? This is it is not on the board right now. You can't see it in this line of posts. So let me show you what I mean. It's a little confusing. If you go to Patriots Fight right now, you'll see all these posts, right? You'll see the placeholder posts, all these that we just went through. 459, 460, 461, and then you'll see 462, 463. You'll see all these other posts. Then you get down to the bottom of the board, and you'll see these two posts. These are the last ones on the board, 469 and 471. All right, well, where's 470? It's not on there. Okay, this is post number 470. It's not on the board right now because it's somewhere else, right? Future comms on ready. It starts future comms at the top, finishes with on ready at the bottom. All right, if you go to the very top of the Patriots Fight board, you will see this, right? The gavel, and then you see future comms, pre-stage, ELE, SEC, DIR, CAP, and then on ready, right? This is the exact same post that Q posted, 470, but this one has number 440. This is actually posted on November 9th last year. So Q posted this on November 9th and then posted it again today. And although it's not in the sequence with the rest of the posts, this is essentially the same message. So I think Q is drawing our attention with this post, which was the original post on November 9th, saying, hey, heads up, this board is going to be the place for future comms, and we are on and we are ready. I think Q reposting that today is a message to us. We need to be ready in the event that we may need to take our communications onto 8chan with increasing censorship in the future. That is my read on what all this means. I could be wrong, but I guess time will tell. All right, that is all I have for you today. Gets us caught up to Q. I'm not expecting any more Q posts for today. If anything does show up, I'll do another thread. Love you all. Take care. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. He is in Japan. And keep Denise and I in prayer. We'll have a novel coming out pretty darn soon. Love you all. Take care. Catch you on the next broadcast.